Can I help you?
Yes, I had a question. I did an online return, and I had a question regarding a message at the end of the return before I went to e-file.
Okay.
Do you want me to go ahead and ask you?
Yes.
Okay. When I went to go e-file, it wouldn't let me, and it's basically saying I had to mail it in. And the reason why is I'm going to read you what it said because I screenshot it. Because this is the first time I've seen this. I've never had any problems with my taxes filing. Hold on, let me get this screenshot. It says, claimed as a dependent on another return. Confirm that you can or cannot be claimed as a dependent on another return, such as your parents. And then it gives you an option to click a box, which I didn't click it because nobody else is claiming me as a dependent. And it says double check warnings. It was under warnings, red flagged. That basically means somebody else claimed me as a dependent. And it's just basically asking me if I'm aware because I had to end up having to mail my taxes in. But I was just asking because IRS said you might want to contact, you know, the company with the software just for your peace of mind, but they had already told me that, listen, that came up as a warning because you can't move forward or e-file because somebody had already claimed you as a dependent this year.
So, yes, that is what that means. I would not be able to see if someone who else claims you as a dependent.
Yeah, they said they can't legally give me the names of who claimed me, but all they could do is basically it'll come up like that. It didn't at first, and then I thought, well, this is weird because there's nobody claiming me. Nobody talked to me. Nobody, blah, blah, blah. I've done my own taxes for eons. I've never had this happen. So when I went to log in the next day, that's when it said, such as your parents. The other times it didn't say or hint who it was. When I talked to IRS, they said, yeah, we can't legally give out names, but we can hint like relative, spouse, sibling, family, parents, or unknown or whatnot. I just wanted to verify, just for my peace of mind, what that meant. And just, you know, just kind of like a double check, because I know the IRS is basically saying the same thing you are, but since they said this is their software, you just may just want to call just to verify again.
Yeah, so if it's coming back once you submit the information on the software that someone else put the Social Security number in, that's beyond our measures. There's nothing we can do about that.
Okay, that just basically means somebody already used my Social Security number to claim me as dependent, so I can't claim myself. So I basically, that's why it suggested I have to mail it in. You can't e-file, correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
It's possible that maybe someone just did a mistype when they did file this and they got the wrong social in and just coincidentally it turns out to be your social, not necessarily someone trying to claim you as a dependent. However, the Social Security number has landed to the IRS already on another tax file, and so that's why it got dinged.
What's it called, deem or dinged? Is it dinged?
I said dinged. So
okay.
Yeah, so it got red flagged because the Social Security number had already ran through the IRS.
You know what, and I was already told that by the IRS, by the law department, but they just wanted me to contact your company because they're like, since you use this software, you know, if you want to contact to verify, but generally, ma'am, when somebody uses your Social Security number and they've already filed their return and it's already done, it's in the system. So if you try to use the same Social Security number again, it's not going to let you. If somebody's claiming it's dependent, you're going to have to mail it in, and then you're just going to have to figure out what's going on. Try to handle it outside the IRS, but if not, then you're going to have to handle it inside the IRS. So it kind of makes sense now, but I just kind of already knew, but I just wanted to double check and make sure.
Yes, ma'am. Once it goes through and you get that kind of notification, that means a Social Security number has went through the IRS already. And so, yes, mailing your return in is the best option. That way it allows the IRS to actually look at the documents and the returns and things itself. They'll be able to review it in its entirety.
Okay, now I had a question. Any software anybody uses and their Social Security number has already been used as a dependent on someone else's return, that same warning and red flag is going to come up no matter what tax software you use, correct?
No matter what software you use. However, whoever uses it first, they're not going to get that.
No, because because I didn't file it yet, right? They know I didn't file it yet, because if I did, then it would come back as it was already used.
Yeah, they would have got that notification.
Okay, now I had another question too, because I kind of figured this, but I'm just double checking because I'm like getting hit with all this, you know, questions and information from IRS. If there was like tax breaks and things like that, when somebody uses your Social Security number, I mean, it's kind of like they claimed you as a dependent, so they kind of like get all those tax breaks that generally, if I filed before them as myself using my own personal identification security, then I would get those tax breaks. But since somebody already claimed me, they kind of, it's kind of like the IRS said, they kind of take over any tax breaks and things. Is that kind of true that you know?
Yeah, so I'm not a tax professional. I cannot give any kind of tax advice. Mm-hmm. However, once that's up, so whatever benefits, it could go either way. It could be beneficial or it could be detrimental. It could be happening to a person that owes thousands of dollars on taxes and they got that Social Security number, and yes. So it can go either way. It's just, it's a, at this time, at this point, it's a formality, so a technicality. The IRS is going to have to dig into it. They'll more than likely request whoever gave the Social Security number up to verify some information.
Okay, so I get what you mean. So, okay, so somebody kind of owed thousands and thousands of dollars and they go use somebody's Social Security number, I mean, that could kind of hurt them if they owe thousands of dollars and say, I did. But if somebody's situation where don't owe anything and they don't owe anything, it's kind of like you get the extra tax breaks. Like if I would have used it and filed this year, I would have got my tax breaks. But since they already used it, it's kind of like they get the benefits that you would have had. So, okay, so it makes sense what you're saying. It makes sense. Okay. I just had to verify, you know, just to double check, and I'm a factual person. I like my facts as many as I can get. So I've never had this happen. Yeah, you have to protect yourself.
Yes, ma'am, and I am truly apologetic about what you're going through. I know that's